You forgot? Let's go paragraph one. Do you remember what the remedy, whatever remedy they give, it works opposite. This is the point. The realistic fellow looks for a remedy to live longer. This one wants to die from this, to live forever. This is the difference. Yes?
The witness comes like the Qadi's footman who summons you to the place of judgment. You, in flight, beg him a respite. If he consent, it is granted. Otherwise, he says, arise. The seeking of a respite consists in remedies and cures that you may patch the tattered cloak, the body. At last, one morning, he comes angrily, saying, how long will the respite be? Now, prithee, be ashamed. O envious man, ask your pardon of the king ere such a day as that arrives. And he who rides his horse into the darkness and altogether removes his heart from the light.
Means what? All of it means what? Let's go back to the jot. What is that jot? Do you remember? He said, the judge is the death. Okay? But death will not come directly to you. He will send some fellow, some of these soldiers, which is the sickness, the disease. He will say, okay, when the disease comes, I will say, come, the death is calling you. What do you say? Please give me a break. From each sickness, each disease, you want a break, which is useless, because a couple of these breaks, then you're dead, finished. Before everything happens, you could talk to the king, because there is death, and there is the king of a spirit here. King could forgive you. King could tell the judge, shut up. Because everything will change that way. Yep.
And he who rides his horse into the darkness and altogether removes his heart from the light is fleeing from the witness and his purpose, for that witness is calling him to judgment. How the people of the mosque blamed the guest once more for sleeping in the mosque by night.
Why is it repeating this stuff? Because what, this is your problem. This is what is stopping you walking in the path. All the hesitations of changing your life and everything is because of this. So this is the last story of enrichment. This is the final section. He's talking about the path and the problem you have with it. And the promises that if you start, what will happen to you? Yes.
The people said to him, do not act with foolhardiness. Depart, lest thy vesture and thy soul become in pawn. From afar it seems easy. Look well, for in the end the passage is grievous. Many a man hanged himself and broke his neck, and at the moment of agony sought something for his hand to cling to. Before the battle, the fancy of good or evil is slight in a man's heart. When he enters into the fray, then to that person the matter becomes woeful. Since you are not a lion, beware. Do not step forward, for that doom is a wolf, and your soul is the sheep.
Means what? Let's start from the beginning. What is the real advice, logical advice you get? You say, don't. Be hesitant. You know what? Yes, at the beginning, it looks easy. They tell you that, don't do this, do that, this little bit. But at the end, it is difficult. And you will regret it. It's always like that. You are not capable of doing it. Because are you the most powerful one? Of course not. And this Aussie I was talking about, this fellow which is killing, this is the wolf and you are the sheep. Because you are alive and the death will get you at the end. So be worried about it. Yes.
But if you are one of the Abdal and your sheep has become a lion, come on securely, for your death has been overthrown.
Suddenly the advice, because they have to say it completely, there is this good advice that, okay, if your sheep is changed to the lion, what is the sheep? Sheep is the reactioner. Doesn't do anything. Likes the comfort, like that little mouse, to eat, and that's it. What is the lion? Lion is the hunter. What kind of hunter? Do you remember the lion? We told you when at the beginning you were asking too much and you were impatient and you wanted to have the key, the spell. Do you remember? In that story we talked about it. He said, hey, this is not something that I could hand it to you. This wisdom is not like that. This wisdom, at the end he said, this wisdom is a lion which will come in and will kill your cow and will replace it. And you silly you don't even understand it and try to play with it like it is the cow. This is the lion. And when we talk about the lion, we're not talking about something outside coming in. All the animals are in here. I am the sheep. I am the lion. I could be aggressive. I could be passive. I could be full of fear. I could dare to do stuff, right? Therefore, lion is in me. Sheep is in me. Which one am I now? That is the point. If now I'm the sheep, I'm worried about the wolves, I don't move, I don't do anything. But if I'm the lion, he said, if you're the lion, you're safe. Come in. Walk the path, because you could change everything. Yes?
Who is the Abdal? He that becomes transmuted. He whose wine is turned into vinegar by divine transmutation.
It's helpful for you, but it's not made for you. This is made for Iranians. Because in Persian, when we say Abdal, it's like when you say prophet in English. What do you mean? A holy person somehow. But no, prophet is not that. Prophet is the answer of prophecy and it has a deeper meaning. In Iranian, we talk about Abdal without knowing it in Arabic. In Arabic, Abdal means the being transformed. Transformation is Tabdil. Badal is the changed one. Here we say, when I'm talking about Abdal, remember, I'm not talking about some different people. The people who transformed, who died in the cage and they ended up outside in India. Yes?
The concept of wine being turned into vinegar, like I would have thought that the transformation would have been the other way.
The other way?
Yeah.
I believe you need some psychiatric help.
That's
really, you believe that if you put vinegar in a bottle, shake it and put it there, later you will find wine? Wait a minute. Go home tonight, huh? One glass of wine, put it in an empty bottle, okay? Shake it. Then close it. Put it somewhere. Next week, open it up and you have vinegar. It's not the opposite. wine, when it rots, a bad wine is sour. It becomes vinegar.
Yes.
Yes.
The metaphor, though, like wine is sort of what we would desire as the end product rather than vinegar.
Wine is the best thing. Why? Because it closes this. When you are drunk, your brain is finished. And when you are drunk, you are silly, like a lover. What about the vinegar? Vinegar will shake you and bring you down. We eliminate all that fantasies and emotion, and it's something that you get every single day with your salad, and you don't experience being drunk. You should think about wine and the vinegar outside of this class. Here for us, wine is the good stuff, that even one drop of a bad stuff in it, we don't accept it anymore. Vinegar, tonight, if you're having salad, try this. The vinegar that you want to dress up your salad, add some drops of good wine in it. And see, it becomes even better. Because vinegar is earthly and wine is heavenly. Why? Because of the magic it does to biology. Wine is just like other stuff. I drink it, but suddenly I'm another fellow. It will change me completely. That's why they admire wine. These are the people that literally, they didn't drink wine. Did you know that? Rumi was not drinking wine. Did you know that? Why? Because there was no wine. There was no winery. Wine was a very expensive stuff for a few people. You could find the opportunity to have wine twice a year, something like. It was not like this mass production and bringing. It doesn't work that way. First of all, in Rumi's time, if they make wine, okay, this is the wine. Lovely, you have it. And your parents are living in Burnaby. What do? You will take them some? You will give them some vinegar? Yeah, that transportation cannot be handled. There was not this mass produce of raisin and all that. We think that time was exactly like here. Absolutely not, it's different. So they are not the alcoholic people. But they talk about the wine because wine does something to my brain, to this animal. It will shut it down. It will let the emotion somehow explode in me. So they take it for that. So our wine is like this, but you learn about the other wine and the vinegar later, outside. Yes.
Who is the Abdal? He that becomes transmuted, he whose wine is turned into vinegar by divine transmutation. But you are drunken, pot valiant, and from opinion think yourself to be a lion. Beware, do not advance. God hath said of the unrighteous Hippocrates, their valor amongst themselves is a great valor. Amongst one another they are manly. In a warlike expedition they are as the women of the house. The prophet, the commander-in-chief of the things unseen, said, there is no bravery, O youth, before the battles.
Translation. Suddenly from that vinegar and wine and all that, is that okay? Listen, you're drunk like this kind of drunk people, which are good for nothing, but they